You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to talk our Making It Accessible series to celebrate Global Access Awareness Day, where we talk to the blind and partially sighted community this year and find out how they have helped to make it accessible. Today, we are finding out a bit of a travel theme. I'm joined by Phil Rutter to tell me a little bit more about some of his work he did with Luton Airport. Phil, thank you for joining us.
Nice to be invited, Hubert.
So before we kind of talk about the actual work you did, what inspired you to get involved with the work around Luton Airport? Are you a traveller yourself?
I am, yeah. I mean, I go quite regularly to Luton Airport to fly to various warmer climates. And so that was one of the reasons. And obviously, I'm a member of the Sight Loss Council anyway, so it was a project that we got involved in.
Now let's come to how this actually came about. So you are yourself a member of the Sight Loss Council that covers Bedfordshire and Hertfordshire. So how did this Luton Airport work come about?
We were involved with the DART, which you know, it was a new way of people getting from this train station up to the airport, rather than that, at the time they were ferrying people in a minibus. And then Luton Rising is the company that were involved in actually producing this. It's like a vernacular type railway. It's a couple of pods that hold 70 people at a time that just farms people up to the airport from the station. So and back the other way as well. So we were involved with that right from the planning stage, which was good because we asked if we could be, and they said yeah. So as far as the visually impaired was concerned, we were from the drawing stage, really, right through to the completion. So we talked about where we needed tactile direction, etc., on the floors, and the type of buttons we required for the lifts, all that sort of thing. So it was really very good. But at the end of it, because it was a new venture, they never had anybody trained at the time. So they got new employees, and we were invited to train them on how to deal with visually impaired passengers. So it was really good right from start to finish. The whole of the Luton DART we were involved in. In actual fact, we were the first people to, outside of the employees, to actually ride the DART as well.
What other parts of Luton Airport accessibility have you then worked on after the Luton DART project?
Yeah, after that, I was involved with a group called Accessibility to Travel for the Disabled. I was invited to join, which is a national organisation, and is about the transport of people around all sorts of modes of transport, including airlines, for people of various disabilities, including the visually impaired. And from my point of view, the reason I was asked to do it was because of the contribution I could make to awareness of the personnel who work at Luton Airport on supporting visually impaired people. And it was about training their people. Doing a training module, actually. It wasn't so much training the people. We were asked to do a training module, and I was videoed, and they gave me a load of questions about visually impaired and how best to help, and what sort of things that we needed to offer to stop anxiety, really, from start to finish of the journey, because it was found that a lot of people had stopped travelling, really, by air, not because they're frightened of flying, but because of the anxiety and the difficulty in getting through airports. So it was very important to them to try and ensure that they took all the anxiety out of travelling through Luton Airport.
Have you seen any positive results of the work you have done? And if so, what have they been?
I think it was gate 20. We were all sort of herded towards gate 20. The seating wasn't very nice. It was out in the open. There was lots of the other public around. So we asked if we could have a lounge for people who required assistance. So it's assisted travel lounge we were after, and they agreed to put it into the budget. And last year, after, you know, we'd been up there, we'd been invited up there to see it when it was sort of where it was going to be, and then we went back there to see when it was half built, then we went back there when it was completed, and then we went back again when it was opened, which was and it's a lounge for people to go in whilst they're waiting for their flight. You can get drinks there, and it's a quiet, there's a quiet room off of the main area, and toilets. And it's just a place away from the hubbub of the airport, so that people can feel relaxed before they actually get called for their flight. And then what happens is, if you want the ambulift or to take you to the plane, they'll come and collect you from there. Or if you want to walk onto your plane, they'll come and collect you and say when your flight's due. So it's just to save all this anxiety building up.
Are you due to do more work regarding Luton Airport accessibility, or is that a project you've completed now, or is there more to come?
In terms of with the Sight Loss Council, it's probably, that's completed, that particular section. But I'm on the forum for accessible travel, and so we have a meeting at least twice a year, sometimes more, on how it's progressing, and it's an ongoing progression, really. And we go around the airport, and we've been you're taken onto a plane. Unfortunately, never flew anywhere, but it's also to involve the largest flight out of Luton at the moment, which is EasyJet. So we've involved their staff as well on how best to get people onto a plane. Visually impaired, you know, it sounds ridiculous, but it's just to make sure they're aware to tell you to keep your head down, because if you can't see and you go and you're on the window seat, you can't get in there without smacking your head unless you duck down. So, you know, it's just to be told simple things, really, about what will happen when you're being assisted. They take you to your seat rather than let you find your own seat. And it's just to show you, they pull the arms up, make sure you can slide in. It's just another thing to give you assurance, and really, it's quite, you know, a feeling of you're important to them, for them to know that you are going to enjoy the flight as much as possible.
Fantastic. Well, it's great to hear about all the work you've done, and it's also great to hear about the positive results you have achieved with the passenger assistance sort of lounge as well. So that's fantastic. Phil Rutter, many thanks for joining us and telling us about how you helped to make Luton Airport a bit more accessible here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.